grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Bread of heaven, you feed us in the depths of grief, sin, and hostility. Nourish us with your word through the long hours of tears and in the dawning awareness of our need for forgiveness, so that we may be redeemed by your steadfast love. Amen.
A reading from the First Kings. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Du mensonge, que chacun dise la vérité à son prochain, car nous sommes membres les uns des autres. Êtes-vous en colère? Ne péchez pas. Que le soleil ne se couche pas sur votre ressentiment. Ne donnez aucune prise au diable. Celui qui volait, qu'il cesse de voler. Qu'il prenne plutôt la peine de travailler honnêtement de ses mains afin d'avoir de quoi partager avec celui qui est dans le besoin. Aucune parole pernicieuse ne doit sortir de vos lèvres, mais s'il en est besoin, quelques paroles bonnes, capables d'édifier et d'apporter une grâce à ceux qui l'entendent. N'attristez pas le Saint-Esprit, dont Dieu vous a marqué comme d'un sou pour le jour de la délivrance. Amertume, irritation, colère, éclat de voix, injure, tout cela doit disparaître de chez vous, comme toute espèce de méchanceté. Soyez bons les uns pour les autres, ayez de cœur, pardonnez-vous mutuellement, comme Dieu vous a pardonné en Christ. Imitez Dieu, puisque vous êtes des enfants qu'il aime. Vivez dans l'amour, comme le Christ nous a aimés et s'est livré lui-même à Dieu pour nous, en offrande et victime, comme un parfum d'agréable odeur. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Standing before you is the bread that comes down from above. The ones who eat this bread will not die. I am the living bread from above. The ones who eat this bread will live beyond the end of all days. And this is the bread that I will give as a gift to the world, my human body. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I am the living bread from above. The ones who eat this bread will live beyond the end of all days. And this is the bread that I will give as a gift to the world, my human body. Amen. I wanted to start off just by giving myself a little introduction in case people don't know me. My name's Luca. I'm a bassoonist and studied at the University of Ottawa. And I currently sing in the bass section of St. John's Choir. I started coming to St. John's in the spring of 2023 in a period of my life where I didn't think I'd ever be part of a church again. In 2020, during lockdown, like for many of us, it was a forced opportunity for self-reflection. When you're alone long enough, it really starts to make you rethink things. Without the distractions of attending university, my work closing down, I was left with myself. I was left with the discomfort of myself. The lifelong feelings I worked really hard to suppress wouldn't stop screaming out. And in May of that year, I started my gender transition from female to somewhere in between male and non-binary. I knew that the pain and discomfort I felt in my body and identity wouldn't go away, and if I kept ignoring it, I wouldn't have a future. Growing up, I never really could imagine 2 or 3 years ahead of my life, so it was kind of spooky. Choosing to transition was choosing life, but it also meant losing love and community in the church that I went to prior. I grew up in Alberta, and I attended the Latin Mass, and I sang as a soprano in their choir in my teens and early university, so crazy I'm a bass now. I remember at one point sitting in conversation between a parishioner and the priest about how that parishioner's close friend began transitioning from male to female, and the only solution given by the priest was that that person disengages with their transgender friend because it went against God and the teachings of the church. Their solution was to avoid and isolate someone in need of community and support. I was shown that the church isn't a safe space for me to freely be myself, so my need to transition resulted in a loss of a core part of my life, my community, my identity. I'd like to take a moment now just to give some information on terms, because I know it can be confusing for people that don't have any experience or limited experience with trans people. So the term cisgendered applies to someone whose gender aligns with what you were born as, so I'm assuming all of you. A trans woman is, not to assume, a trans woman is someone who was born male and transitions to female. A trans man is someone who was born female and transitions to male. A non-binary person is someone who feels like they don't really fit between the gender binary of male and female, so they exist and present themselves in whatever ways align with their identity. Some people choose to use multiple sets of pronouns that feel comfortable to them. For me personally, I use he, him, or they, them. Both make me comfortable and happy. Sometimes people sprinkle both in a conversation. Some people choose one. I'm happy either way. Gender expression differs from gender identity. So how someone feels on the inside doesn't necessarily have to align with how they express themselves via fashion, or not every trans person wants to medically transition in order to feel like themselves. Sometimes it's a social transition. As an example, a trans woman who is not on hormone therapy and might dress more masculine is still very much a woman, even if they don't look like the stereotypical woman. I chose to medically transition in order for me to start the life I was always meant to have. I take testosterone, and in October of 2020, I got a double mastectomy, which removed my breast tissue. In spring 2023 was when I started coming to St. John's. I was very nervous and scared, and I initially anticipated the same kind of rejection I felt at the church prior. I met Gordon and was, you know, introduced into the choir and initially joined just to retrain my voice. Obviously, it's a big difference from being a soprano to a bass, and it's kind of hard to relearn. But, you know, mentally, I wasn't in the best place. As you can imagine, going through the woes of puberty as an adult isn't necessarily a walk in the park. Looking back, it felt a lot like Elijah fleeing to Horeb in 1 Kings. I had had enough. I felt alone, and there was always longing for all of it to end. But finding St. John's was like kind of like the angel coming to say, get up and eat. In April of that year, I got my second gender-affirming surgery, which was a hysterectomy. My cervix and uterus and fallopian tubes were removed, but I still have my ovaries. as a little treat. And in that time, that very vulnerable time of my life, I was met again with love and support and home-cooked meals by basically the St. John angels over here. So it really just felt like it was get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So I got up and ate and drank. And strengthened by that, I saw what a church is meant to do by their actions and not by following rules led by fear and shame. Witnessing and experiencing a community care for others changed my perspective and really helped me understand what a church is for. Many transgender people struggle with psychological issues, substance abuse, and loneliness. To find community that loves and supports us, coming as we are, can be rare, especially where religious beliefs can push people to isolate and erase trans identities. To me, that's where pride becomes important. Pride as a positive thing is the confidence and satisfaction of one's self or abilities, and can be a product of praise, self-reflection, and fulfilled feeling of belonging. As a queer person, pride is something I've had to fight for. While for many straight and cisgender people, it's something that's given automatically. I've had to fight myself and for myself in order to feel pride in who I am. And each year as I get older, I find new parts of myself to feel proud of. Hiding myself and my identity meant digging through the shame to find the love and compassion for myself later on. Pride Month is a way to show love and compassion. It's a way to celebrate queer identities in a world where we've had to be invisible for our own safety and for the comfort of those around us. Pride is to love each other and to be loved for who we are and how we came to be as queer people. We don't get the luxury of living a linear life, and to celebrate our pride isn't about an excessively high opinion of oneself or self-importance, but of loving ourselves as we are. Because for many of us, we didn't get that baseline of self-love to begin with. We never saw ourselves in media, in the Bible, or history because we've been erased or straight-washed into being best friends or roommates, or just our existence admitted to uphold the idea of a binary gender. If trans youth don't see thriving trans adults, it's extremely difficult to even envision a future that's possible for yourself to exist in. Pride is to give queer kids a future and to give queer adults the love they deserved in the first place. There's a lot of fear around trans people influencing, fear and fear-mongering about children. You know, I see a lot of things online that it's like, you have to protect the kids, you don't want them to be influenced by the transgender agenda, but honestly, it's not about that. People don't transition for a fad. People don't transition because it's like fun and quirky. at the end of the day, trans people choose to transition as a last resort for their life. And it's not a decision that is taken lightly. Transphobia affects everybody. It affects kids not being able to be themselves and being sexualized by the people that are trying to protect them. And it also affects, you know, cisgendered female athletes that may have higher testosterone levels, and then they're accused of being men. To accept yourself as you are deserves pride. Pride is important for us to celebrate, to care about each other, to love one another. I'm proud to be transgender. I'm proud to be myself. And I'm proud to be part of a church that walks in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen.
Thank you that you remind us in meaningful ways that we are your body. We remember this in the Eucharist, and we live it out through the formal ministries of our parish and to our community. Beyond our planned love and care, we live it individually, in our schools, workplaces, and community. Help us to live and love like Jesus, and may others see God in our lives and actions. This morning, as we recall the observance this past week of the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, we pray for the original peoples of this land and within our church, within our diocese, throughout the Anglican Church, especially Archbishop Chris Harper as he leads the new and growing branch of the Anglican Indigenous Church of Canada. And we pray for the original peoples in our community. Open our eyes, we pray, to the systemic realities of Indigenous peoples struggling to find, discover more fully, and assert their identity. Open our hearts to embrace those willing to enter into fellowship in a way that empowers them in their journey and recognizes their self-determination. Open our hearts to those on their journey and continued healing's journey, struggling through the impact of their unresolved trauma, broken families, broken communities, missing children, missing and murdered family members to accept our sincere and genuine remorse over our complicity in their persecution. Grant us wisdom to know when to speak and when to keep silent and listen. Guide us in our continued journey of truth and reconciliation. As we pray this morning, we ask for your blessing and your strength in our lives together as we say together, Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for Gary, Alan, Christina, Pat, Kimberly, Carrie, Jesse, Monica, Barb, Jeff, Mary Ann, and all who minister at St. John's. We pray for all within our parish and community this morning who are part of the Two-Spirit LGBTQ plus community, and for whom our city's Pride Parade is an important time of healing and reconciliation. Open our eyes and our hearts to living and caring for all those whom you have created. Show us where we can love more and better. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for Shane, our bishop, Anne, our metropolitan, and Linda, our primate. Sustain them and guide them as they lead us, we pray. We pray, too, for the Anglican Council of Indigenous Peoples, Sacred Circle, and the Ministry of Reconciliation. Lord,
hear our prayers.
Comfort those in need of healing in their lives and the lives of those they love. Bring peace to those facing death and grief. We remember especially those in need of healing and peace known to us this morning as we pause. We pray especially for the family and loved ones of Herbert O'Driscoll as they grieve his passing and celebrate his life and ministry. Thank you for the years of service he gave through our parish. We ask your sustaining grace for Barb, Diana, Sarah, Marcella, Pat, and Wilma. Lord,
hear our prayers.
We pray for the nations of this world, and especially for those locked in combat with many people suffering. Soften hearts, we pray, and bring peace and justice to those desperate for both. Lord,
hear our prayers.
We pray for our nation of Canada and those who serve and lead nationally, provincially, and locally. Grant them wisdom, we pray, and boldness in doing right. Lord,
hear our prayers.
Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
I'll listen to your concerns and be supportive to you. Glory to God. whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.